of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR Radio, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio. This is Sharon Clark. I am filling in for the handsome Carl and gorgeous Linda Bott this morning. Before we get started, Sue, did you want to give our listeners the update on our weather here
Absolutely.
In the North Bay this morning?
You bet. Today in the North Valley, chance of showers around 50% with a high of 46 and a low of 29. For tomorrow morning, a chance of showers for your Thanksgiving Day around 20%. Then mostly sunny by the afternoon with a high of 48 and a low of 25. For Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and 46 degrees. Only a 10% chance of rain, so it looks like a good day for shopping. For Friday night, a chance of showers, lows dropping down to 32. For your weekend, Saturday, you can expect mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers and a high of 44 and a low of 37. Sunday, a high of 50 and a low of 41 with rain likely. And now, Sharon, back to you.
Thanks, Sue. Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. Again, it's Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. I am guest hosting for Carl Linda this morning, and I have a few guests in studio with me this morning. I have Marianne Seifert of Marianne Senior Placement Services. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
I have Tina Zeller of Forever Woman Post-Mastectomy Boutique. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
And I have Jeff Zeller, her handsome husband, owner of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sharon.
So thank you all for getting out in our crazy weather, though it settled down, I think, so we all were able to make it this morning.
Yep.
Our focus this hour is going to be, we're chatting about a new senior resource directory that Mary Ann has spearheaded and published, and it's called the Senior Source, and I am an advertiser, and so are Tina and Jeff with their businesses. Of course, Marianne's business is also represented, as well as our a plethora of other agencies here in Shasta County. So we're all going to chat a little bit about that directory, what resources are in it. If you plan on aging here in Shasta County, have a family, a friend or relative that's aging here, this is a great resource guide for you. We're going to talk about where you can get them, what's in it, why we all wanted it out, because there hasn't been anything like this. And we're so excited.
Yay.
Right, guys?
Yes.
So, Marianne, let's start with you a little bit. And I know a little bit of the background, and I'll jump in with you. But, you know, how long have you been open in your business? And kind of what prompted you to put something like this together after so many years here in Shasta County?
Wow. So I have been in the senior industry for about 25 years, but for the last 20, I've been doing my senior placement services. So over the years, I have just collected and tried to understand all the resources that we, well, not maybe all, but quite a few resources that we have in the Reading area. So I just felt like it should be at the fingertips of people that really could, you know, benefit from mm-hmm. them. So.
I know, and I mean, I definitely, we've worked alongside each other for years, and I think it's interesting when you're talking to families, half the time I'm scribbling out phone numbers of other agencies for them right. to call, writing notes on paperwork, oh, call this person, call that person, and because there really hasn't been, for quite a few years, a single place where families or even discharge planners could go and reference agencies and resources for seniors and their families when they were being discharged, et cetera.
Absolutely. So with this, they have it, with the professionals have it as well, and they can just make photocopies, hand it out. It's all the resources are accessible online, readingseniorsource.com. So I just wanted it to be available for easy access.
Right. And I mean, it's like, for those of you listening, and we are going to have some copies that we leave here at the station. And again, you can look it up at readingseniorsource.com. But it has, I mean, physicians and home care and medical home care and equipment and,
places you can volunteer.
Volunteer, nonprofits, yeah. Physicians. Mm-hmm. I mean, every area. I mean, how long was this in the making for you trying to gather all this information and put it in together?
Well, I had the idea about 15 years ago. I'm a slow mover.
That's right.
But only in the last, well, the beginning of last year is when I really decided I need to make this happen. and I worked on it really hard, and then the fires came, and I had to shelf it, and because there was, you know, definitely more important things to deal with. And then the beginning of this year, I really went gung-ho, and I just I found a wonderful printer, and I made it happen.
And so, it's a beautiful publication, by the way, also. Yeah. I mean, it's not like a newspaper-y kind of thing. It's like something you're going to want to hang on to and write in and keep. Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to be doing updates.
Right. It's going to come out seasonally. Mm-hmm. So this is the autumn edition, and then, of course, winter. So, you know, in the past, there have been lists and, you know, different things for seniors, but they're not really updated. Mm-hmm. So that was I was very passionate about making sure everything, you know, phone numbers and locations as much as possible, to keep it updated. So people had the most current information.
Right. I know, because, I mean, with this industry, it's so fastly moving and growing, with baby boomers aging. And so constantly, you couldn't do an annual edition, really.
No.
There's so much happening, and even people moving offices, things changing, and you know, contact numbers changing, and so it's great to have something. And of course, your internet version can be completely perfect.
Right.
This may be quarterly. There may be, you know, if things change or shift, but that version will be perfect. And I mean, I think it's great that you have that as well, because we have a lot of families that are, you know, decision makers are not here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
As beautiful as this is, we can't get it in their hands.
Right.
When mom and dad are getting discharged out of the hospital.
Right.
So they're able to go on and research options and find out information.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I actually, like you pointed out the other day, actually drove by most of these locations just to make sure that you know, what I was getting was correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even during the whole writing process, the whole editing process, I was doing updates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things just change very, very
well,
rapidly.
Well, too, I think, Marianne, with some of these nonprofits, I mean, there's probably not as updated. They're probably not as used to getting that information out as quickly.
Right.
You know, it's not like a for-profit business where you're like trying to make sure you have a storefront.
Sure.
So
right,
if the location of the meeting changes or things like that, now they're going to be able to reach out and tell you, okay, can you please be sure this has changed?
Right. Exactly.
Where there really wasn't anyone to tell that stuff to.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I couldn't rely fully on the internet. You know, Google sometimes doesn't get it right.
No. And again, some of these seniors aren't going to do that anyway.
Right, exactly.
I love that it's not just like a Yellow Pages publication. You've got editorial content and tips and aging and different resources and
explanations of the resources.
Because people don't understand, and we'll talk about this throughout the show, but oftentimes people don't understand the difference between assisted living and
skilled nursing
and independent living.
What's long-term care?
Yeah, what is long-term care? What does Medicare pay for? All these, until you're in the throes of it. And we're going to talk more about this in the next segment, but a lot of us are on the end of the crisis when we get the phone call from the senior, and they're in that space trying to make decisions, and you can really make a wrong move.
Right.
Especially if the family's out of the area and they're trying to make decisions regarding selling a house or moving mom and dad or bringing in care, getting diagnoses correct, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's, and then decisions are being thrown at them, and maybe estate planning isn't done right, and they're trying to spend money that they can't have access to, and, you know, all these things that we want to help, these pitfalls we want to help families avoid.
Right.
All
of
these
things. The whole purpose is to be proactive and prevent those crises from happening. So.
Well, for the next hour, I have this team of senior advocates here. So if you're listening and you have a question for us, you can jump in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. So we'll be looking at that for us. Or you can give us a call at 605-4567 and throw out your questions. We'll do our best to answer them. And if we don't have an answer, we probably know someone who does. And we'll talk more about the directory. So stay tuned for more KCNR Free Fire Radio right here on 1460 AM.
We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is Sharon Clark, guest hosting this morning with Jeff Zeller of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Good morning, Jeff.
Everybody.
We also have Jeff's wife, Tina Zeller of Forever Woman Post-Vasectomy Boutique. Good morning, Tina.
Hello.
And Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services.
Good morning.
So our topic this first hour is on a wonderful directory that Marianne has published called the Senior Source, and it's a guide to resources for seniors and families here in Shasta County. And all of our businesses here at the table are featured in that. And so I was saying, if you have a question on resources for yourself, if you're a senior or have a family member, feel free to give us a call at 605-4567 or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. We know we have some crazy weather going on this morning. We still have some road closures, and Sue is monitoring all of that for us. And if there is any updates, she's going to jump in and let us know, because I know we still have I-5 closed at Fawndale and some travelers, and including Tina here's elderly parents in a vehicle for like 14 hours, unable to move in either direction. So we want to make sure that we're updating you when those closures get lifted and travelers can get back on the road and get where they need to for the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'm going to ask you a question, Jeff. So I know you've been such an advocate and supporter of all things senior and anything that I ask you to and Tina to be a part of with regard to resource fairs, the Senior Expo. So what prompted you to get on board with this publication, The Senior Source, and support Mary Ann's vision here?
Well, I mean, I think that ultimately when you look out there, the seniors are they get we all become seniors at some point, and I don't think that we are always prepared for that. And so having a resource like this just seemed like a great idea to be able to hand out to people, patients that come in that have questions about things, just like you guys in our business, we're having to write things down or go on the internet and print something out to give them the resources that they're looking for to be able to thrive as seniors. And so, no, I just think that it came out beautiful. The guide itself, the book is more like a book than it is a magazine, something you could put, you know, on your coffee table and have it sitting there for any kind of resource that you might need. And so, yeah.
And Tina, for your business, Forever Woman Post Mastectomy Boutique, but well, both of you really, but you're dealing with women going through a pretty difficult time. Oftentimes, they probably haven't even heard of your business until they're in the middle of this situation.
Correct.
So this is a great place for you to be.
Yeah, actually, it's really good. Yeah, because a lot of times, even after they've seen their surgeon, there's still sometimes a disconnect where they're not aware that there are these services in town. And a lot of times, that patient is really trying to process what they're going through. And so they have family members that are actually coordinating maybe aftercare. So it is a great resource for that as well.
Sure, because they're like thinking survival.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
you're like dealing with treatments and survival, not necessarily like the aesthetics of it.
Absolutely.
Which for us women is very important.
Right.
But in your mind at that point is like, what are my treatments going to be? How am I going to feel? I want to live.
Exactly.
Right? And so, but at the same time, it's like, okay, then the reality sets in of like, this is my new normal.
Yes.
And so talk a little bit about your location, your business, how things are set up there, what women can expect coming in there. Because I think that's, I think a lot of people don't understand exactly what you do there.
Yeah. So we are located at 1844 South Street. We are part of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. So when you come in, Janessa, who is there, will greet you very friendly.
She's very sweet.
But what we've really tried to do is make the boutique itself non-clinical because you have been through a lot of clinical. So we actually have once you're inside, we have separate entrance for women that we take you straight into the boutique where we have mastectomy bras, we have the breast prostheses, we have bathing suits, post-mastectomy camisoles. So anything that you are needing for aftercare, we provide. And we also provide post-mastectomy, like the post-surgical bras that have pouches for the drains, which that would really be prior to your surgery. And a lot of women really are not aware of that. But it's an absolutely wonderful garment because otherwise you end up pinning your drains to your clothing or your bra or whatever. Sometimes that's a hard one to get women to come in for because, again, they're not really thinking that direction, and that really has to be a referral from their doctor.
To really educate them.
Exactly.
Here's what's happening.
Yes.
And you were chatting with us at Marion's kickoff party about a new way to fit the prosthetic.
Oh, the custom prosthesis?
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
So we've done several old school technology. Women would come in and we would take a cast of their torso with plaster. And we had to take two casts and it was basically like a 4-hour process. And now the technology, it's all scanning. So it literally takes maybe, you know, a minute to scan. We send it back to American Breast Care is the company, and they make the prosthesis. So the prosthesis fits the chest wall to the patient custom. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. and they can wear it directly on their chest wall with any type of bra that they would like from a department store. It does not have to be a mastectomy style mm-hmm. bra. However, I do want women to know that mastectomy bras are quite beautiful. So.
But well, yeah. I know I've seen some of your products at some mm-hmm. of our events. You've brought things yeah. out. And even lingerie and like you said, the bathing suits.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we, especially like online stuff, I mean, I think you can't, that's hard stuff to buy online.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're
dealing
with
that. And sure that happens that. All mm-hmm. the time. I got women that will get something online and, you know, then they really don't want to return it because it's such a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you come see either myself or Heather, and we will fit you so things fit properly.
Now that prosthesis, the one we're talking about, mm-hmm. will that just sit there or do people have to have a bra on with it? Could you walk around? Would it just stay?
No, you do have to have
a
bra.
Yeah.
There is another form. It's called a contact form and it does stick to the chest wall with adhesive.
Okay.
And that one you might be able to get away with like wearing like a spaghetti strap dress mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. without any kind of bra support. But that would be like on a, you know, once in a while occasion.
Right.
I wouldn't
okay.
recommend doing it
got
on a regular
okay.
basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, and I think, you know, a lot of my older clients, they're not that, they'll just buy the bra with the padding in it and
yes.
hey, whatever.
Yeah.
But certainly for, and I mean for any age woman, but I mean for younger women, certainly they're going to, you know, have that more aesthetic feel.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to sacrifice wearing the cute bathing suit or the cute lingerie. You know, you
and
want
actually,
to
I've had
good.
Quite a few women that their children are getting married, and they need they'll bring in their dress, their mother of the bride dress, mm-hmm. and say, you know what,
you need to find a bra that I can.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great resource for women, and I don't think a lot of people realize that we have it, and especially if, again. This is a great thing about having the senior source is if they've already had the surgery, they've already had this happen, they're moving here, something comes up, they don't even realize that you're around because they're probably not going through treatment anymore.
Right.
So this is a great resource mm-hmm. for people to go, oh my gosh, you know, this is available to me.
Right.
For
and
my whatever party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And there's, you know, I have patients that still contact me and live out of the area because wherever they have moved to, they do not have something like this available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we service them as well.
That's wonderful. And go ahead, Marianne.
Oh, I just have a question. Where
yes.
does insurance play a role?
Oh, yeah. So most insurances will cover the prosthesis and the bras. They don't cover the bathing suit because they don't find that is medically necessary.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And Medicare, since we're talking seniors here, Medicare allows 12 bras per calendar year.
Wow.
So, and a lot of women might find that excessive. However, the bra is actually the most important part of the fitting because that is what's keeping the prosthesis nice and snug to your chest wall. And,
stretch out.
Yeah, once mm-hmm. your bra loses the elasticity, mm-hmm. then that prosthesis can move around and you lose symmetry and mm-hmm. whatnot. So mm-hmm. anyway, so yeah, so Medicare will cover the prosthesis one every 2 years if it's a silicone form, every 6 months if you go with a lightweight type foam form, and then 3 mastectomy bras every quarter.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, Marianne, putting this, the senior source is what we're talking about here right now, this wonderful directory that Marianne Seifert published for us. How much did you learn about, I can only imagine, here you thought, oh my gosh, I have all these resources I know, I really want to put them into a book for people.
Right.
Were you like so surprised to find out like places like Tina's Place?
Oh.
Had you even heard of it?
No.
Yeah.
No. And just through this whole process as I'm gathering even more resources came from those resources. Oh, have you talked to this person? Have you talked to that person?
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned about the Zellers from you, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thrilled and I was so excited that you are in my book and I can, you know, represent you. So,
yeah, I think it's, and I think, you know, us working together and I was giving, cause having done a lot of the senior fairs and the senior expos, I was telling Marianne, make sure you call so-and-so. And so Marianne's like, and I dropped your name a lot, Sharon.
I definitely had a name drop.
Sharon told me to call you. You'd want to be in this. But,
well, you have a lot of credibility in the senior world.
Well,
so
well,
I know. No problem.
I just wanted to, you know, make sure they're listed, but then also people, you know, there's opportunities to advertise in it and continue to educate And again, you need to have the advertisers in it to help underwrite the cost of it.
It is a free directory.
Right, it's a free directory. So we want to be sure that it has the advertising support.
Absolutely.
Which for your first one, how many advertisers did you?
34.
Yeah. Which was great coming out of the gate.
Yes.
And you know, and I think some people have to see it and hold it.
Right.
To trust it.
The magnitude
of
it. So now
you're going to be like, darn.
I know. Good.
I missed the first one. That's right. Because really, and if you have a business that serves seniors, I know you're keeping an eye on your categories, right. Because you can't get too full of categories.
Right.
But anybody that serves seniors could pretty much advertise in it.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that would work. But like the financial category, I know you're kind of watching that because, I mean, that you could have 10 pages of financial advisors.
Right.
And banks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so those are things you've got to kind of watch too and look at. And but certainly someone could advertise in there.
Absolutely.
A bank that has a senior checking or a financial mm-hmm. advisor that has special certifications to work with seniors.
Absolutely.
Those kinds of people would be welcome.
Absolutely.
And I know you did. What did you do for your realtors? Because I know you were kind of concerned that category could have. How many realtors are there that would want to be in
there? There are so many realtors in Reading, and I had to vet them somehow. And so I had them get, and some of them already had what they call an SRES. It's a senior real estate specialist.
Okay.
Sorry, SRES, senior real estate specialist. So they have to actually take, it's an online course and it's pretty thorough of how to, understand seniors and the issues that they're going through and family dynamics, making sure they understand what they're signing. Excuse me. So, there are, I think I have four in there that have their SRES. Mm-hmm. So I was very, you know, particular. Especially in that category, mm-hmm. because it's very sensitive. You're dealing with people's, you know, memories. You're dealing with people's money. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure they understood seniors and the issues.
Right, which is another reason why this is such a wonderful publication is you're kind of vetting stuff as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't have 50 realtors in there. It's going to take up way too much space. So what do I do to have a resource that seniors need but also ensure that they're going to be the right people to contact.
Right. So absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And with the ads, I'm really wanting the ads to be educational.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my goal is, because there's so much information that I can't fully put in the book that I would love the ads to express a lot of education mm-hmm. too.
Right. So, which they do.
They do
a
lot of them.
Everyone did a great. Yep. And all of us, I think, in the industry lead with that too.
Yeah.
Lead with information. And
right.
So that's a great way all of us can put a good foot forward in here and educating everybody.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the senior source, where you can get a copy, some more categories of what kind of information is in here. So please stay tuned for more Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, back to our show.
Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Usually with Carl and Linda Bott, but I'm filling in this morning. It's Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining us. Sue, any word on any new road closures or openings with I-5 yet?
Well, we have a few more traffic hazards to report this morning. It's Spring Branch Road and Bass Drive this morning in Redding. Also at I-5 South at the Hooker Creek Road off-ramp. This is near Red Bluff, along with Campo Road and San Benito Avenue in Red Bluff in Redding. We do have a traffic collision reported. This is on 44 closer to Old Station, so not quite close to Reading. A traffic hazard at the I-5 North Dog Creek Road off-ramp. We still have road closures, hard closures at I-5 North Dog Creek Road off-ramp. Scott Mountain Creek, Oregon Mountain Summit, and I-5 North at the Fondale Road off-ramp. A traffic hazard just reported at Wonderland Boulevard and Tunnel Road. So there's so many. So that's just kind of broken down to the main.
Proceed with caution this morning.
We've absolutely.
Still, I know there's been some reports of trees falling, which happens a lot of times, and we've got, you know, slick roads and slushiness going on. And I think that is one of the things I've noticed about Reading is people oftentimes don't slow down for the conditions. So even if you have four-wheel drive, you can't drive at your normal speeds when we're going through weather like this. So,
exactly.
So proceed with caution out there, and Sue will jump in if we hear of any more interesting updates. And I know Tina, who's one of my guests this morning, your parents are some that are stuck up there just, north of the Fondale closure?
They are between Castella and Castle Craigs. They've been there for probably about 16 hours now. So, yes.
And we've got, you know, parents in their 80s.
Yes.
That, you know, now we're missing meds. We're missing food. We have restroom situation. I mean, who knows what's going on. So that can throw people off. So, well, hopefully you're checking in. They're fine so far. But
so far, yes.
Yeah. But that's just one family.
And
it sounds like there was so many spin-outs, you said, that they can't clear the roads enough to get the traffic through.
Correct.
Yeah. So.
And hopefully they have their cell phone chargers with them.
Yeah, my sister's with them. We've been keeping in touch, so, yeah.
Yeah, and they thought they left in time, and I think a lot of people did. They thought they were going to beat it. And
correct.
And things just happened so quickly. And as I was saying earlier, you know, in home care with my company, Home Helpers, you know, snow is never a good thing, any type of weather problem. And because I've got clients losing power, I've got, you know, staff that can't get where they want to go. And yesterday, friends are like, oh, it's going to be so fun, the snow, light a fire. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not fun for me. You know, we're on call 24/7. I've already got caregivers worrying about getting out and getting to their clients' homes. And, you know, families still need food and meds and care.
Right.
Especially when there's weather, such stuff going on. We want to be checking on people. So I never am fond of this. I know that some families like building the snowman and having their kids out of school, but it's never fun for me. So my guest this morning, we're sitting here talking about the Senior Source, which is a new guide to Reading senior resources, published by Marianne Seifert of Marianne Senior Placement Services. And it's a beautiful guide. It has, I mean, many, many, many different sections talking all about aging in Shasta County and what resources we have and how to contact them. And it's also available online at readingseniorsource.com. Marianne, chat a little bit about some of the topics in here. What are some of the different types of business and nonprofits that you have in here that people can contact?
I have a whole section on advocacy. Mm-hmm. So, everything from, Dignity Health, Connected Living, all of their wonderful programs for seniors, their dining hall,
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels.
For those of you that don't know, and this is still getting out there 3 years mm-hmm. later, is that Golden Umbrella is now
Dignity Health Connected Living. Correct.
So
it's been 2 years. Yeah. I still mess up and call it
formerly Golden Umbrella.
Umbrella.
It's tough. Even Golden Umbrella, when I first opened, was like, what does Golden Umbrella do? So now with Connected Living, you have stuff on Adult Protective Services, a lot of those different types of resources for seniors.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. You're back.
Estate planners, mm-hmm. And tips on making sure, like, there's a durable power of attorney for healthcare included in the estate plan, because so often it's not, and they're in the, you know, they have a senior, they're in the hospital, and there's no power of attorney, or it's outdated. So it's important to keep all those important documents updated, and you want the person to speak on your behalf updated, because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes arguments can happen. You can have a falling out with a family member, and that family member no longer wants to be a part of your life. So, but you still need, you know, someone to advocate for you. Mm-hmm. So, there's just so much.
Assisted living, independent living. I was just going to kind of glance through it. The estate planning.
Support groups.
Meal delivery, if yeah. people have issues with a lot of, which we see a lot of times with my clients, mm-hmm. struggles getting a healthy meal. County agencies that they need to know about mental health. For seniors.
Counseling centers, mm-hmm. inpatient.
Veterans resources.
Oh, there's a whole wonderful section on veteran services. Yes.
And specifically, anyone that offers a veterans discount that you could find is in here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like you were like, you know,
that's my favorite
like,
section.
If you want to offer one, I'll put you in.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there were people probably that stepped up and did start offering them just to get in here.
Yeah, I have a whole section on discounts. So everything from restaurants where you can get a senior discount and a veterans discount to a discount to get dental cleanings. Mm-hmm. Through Shasta College. So just a lot of wonderful.
That's great. Skilled nursing, retirement communities. And then you did pick a featured senior for each mm-hmm. issue. And this featured senior in here is actually your grandfather.
Yeah. yeah.
Who has a very interesting story.
Yes, he has a fantastic story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grandpa. He lives at Oakmont Assisted Living, and he's, I think, the most popular guy there. But he has 4 Purple Hearts, and he's just, you know, it's a wonderful story about him. So I hope you guys can read it. It's online as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
And so each issue will have a featured senior.
Yeah.
In the community that you've kind of identified that has a story to tell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I want to do a featured senior every edition, and then also an educational piece, you know, issues that, you know, we're dealing with in this Reading mm-hmm. area. So I also have tips how to stay out of the hospital, you know, how to stay healthy, mm-hmm. Be proactive with your health. So, yeah, I want to make sure it's very educational.
Now, for folks that are listening, if they have any ideas or have questions on it, can they email you through the website, Reading
yep.
Senior Source?
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
So if you want to figure out where you can get a copy, if you want to view it online, if you want to reach out to Mary Ann with any questions or comments or suggestions for the future, things you'd like to see,
mm-hmm.
you can visit readingseniorsource.com and give her that feedback.
Yep.
We are going to leave about 10 copies of the directory here at the station. They're also available at my office at Home Helpers. Jeff, you probably have some copies.
Yes,
you and Tina do at your location.
They're going fast, but yes.
Yeah.
I'll keep you stocked up.
Yeah. In fact, a funny story is that
Dignity Health.
Dignity Health.
Connected Living.
Yes. When I was – so I met Mary Ann for lunch shortly after it came out, and she brought me a copy, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this turned out really well. Home Helpers is on the back cover, which mm-hmm. I really liked. And I had an appointment that afternoon out in Cottonwood, like way out, like 40 minutes out of town. And so I drive out to meet this family, and on the table is this directory, the Senior Source. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did you get that so soon? I mean, literally, I had just got a copy.
I just delivered them that day.
Yeah,
too.
She delivered them that day. And this family had gone into upstate hearing mm-hmm. for an appointment. And the doctor there has them out in the waiting room, and they grabbed one, which is exactly what we want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daughter-in-law said to her husband, this is the company Home Helpers we want to have for your mom. And he goes, I don't even know who these people are. And she just turned the directory over and goes, she's right there on the back cover. You know, so it gave me some credibility.
And she drove back. She forgot it in the
yes,
office.
That's
I'm sure
right.
She
back came
to
back
get
in
it.
To get it. She was so excited to have it. So, but I applaud your efforts because a lot of us, have come in contact with people that are in the middle of a crisis, and we all want to be there and help people, especially in that time. But I know everyone here has heard, if only I knew blankety blank first,
mm-hmm.
I would have done something different with my parents. If only I had known. And I've heard that for 15 years in business. I wish I had known about your services sooner. I wish I would have known something sooner. And this is a great way to make sure that people have the information and are empowered to make their choices and stay more independent.
Mm-hmm.
You have a whole section on mobile services.
Oh, I love that section, yes. too. There's dog groomers that'll come to your home, mm-hmm. Food delivery, pharmacy delivery.
Hair and nails,
notaries. Mm-hmm. So that's a great.
And that section alone, just since I've opened, I mean, we are seeing more and more and more mobile services coming. And I think the baby boomers are going to demand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a generation that really wants to go into independent living or assisted living as much. They want to stay at home. They mm-hmm, want to stay
right.
independent. They want to have that quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can shop for groceries online, too.
Yeah.
Costco.
There's a lot you can
Safeway.
Do now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a smartphone.
Right.
I have a bunch of clients now that are not driving that have learned how to use Uber and have their app on their phone and call their Ubers and
mm-hmm.
go do their appointments. And which, I mean, 15 years ago, you were dealing with taxi cabs and – you know, trying to get rides places and standing out in the heat waiting for a taxi, and how far things have come just with that area for our seniors, giving them more independence. So, well, I think Sue's leading me out here with some fun music. So we're going to take a short break and come back with our last segment of the hour here on KCNR 1460. Stay tuned.
You're listening to AM 1460, also heard online and at 96.5 FM.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am your guest host this morning, Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. Joining me this hour have been a great panel specializing in senior resources, and we're all discussing a new resource guide that's just been published this month by Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services called the Senior Source. It's a great directory, and I would say kind of even like a magazine. I mean, it's more than just like a yellow page directory. It has a bunch of great tips and resources and editorial content, and it's called the Senior Source. It's available throughout Shasta County, specifically at my office at Home Helpers, at Dignity Connected Living, and also you can get it online and print out the whole thing or page by page at readingseniorsource.com. And so, Marianne, what were you thinking about after we just got off the last break? You wanted to say some other stuff.
Oh,
some stuff's coming to you. Like,
I know.
The hour's winding down. I wanted to say some more stuff.
Well, it dawned on me. A lot of people ask me, so how old is a senior? You know, who is a senior? How old is a senior? And that's such a great question because it varies from organization to organization. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you go to a restaurant that has a senior discount.
At Taco Bell, it's 55.
It could be 55. It could be 62. Mm-hmm. It could be 65. A lot of the resources in there, though, I tried to cater to more of the age 65 because they're, you know, Medicare recipients. So that was in my mind. But there are still programs and affordable housing that you only have to be 55. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the ages of a senior will vary depending on the organization.
Well, and as I turned 50 this year, that doesn't seem like that's very far away.
You're getting close, yeah.
I remember when my mom turned 55 and she was like, "What do you mean I can get the discount at Taco Bell?" And then pretty soon she was like, "And I take the senior discount." Oh, she was happy to promote that senior discount though after you get used to it. But yeah, as we get older, it seems like it gets older and older and older. And feel free to jump onto our chat room at 1460 AM at KCNR1460.com. And also you can view this senior source at readingseniorsource.com. And
no spaces right now.
Yeah.
No spaces in between the words.
Yeah. Ready.
Google hasn't caught up yet.
ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No spaces in between the words. Yeah.
Perfect. And that which is great. And you're going to even eventually have that probably more of an expanded directory online because you can't print everything.
Right.
But you could have some sections that say, and for this section, visit online.
Yes. And because, that's in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you even have like, handyman. Mm-hmm. And like yard stuff, landscaping company.
So
did you get that in there this time?
I don't have their names actually listed,
okay.
But you can get a list of handymen through Dignity Health Connected Living,
okay.
And they've had a background check.
Okay.
So I didn't put their names specifically
right.
in there.
And
but
sometimes that's the way to do it, though, because that list could be changing, too, right?
Yeah. Why reinvent the wheel? Someone else is doing a great list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just need to direct them to that organization,
I know years and years ago when I first opened, there was like the point of – what was that place?
Oh, Single Point of Entry.
Single Point of Entry.
But 15 years ago.
Which still wasn't a very good name because who knew the Single Point of Entry? But it was a phone number.
Right.
Supposedly you could call.
Golden Umbrella.
Yeah, and get all this info.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tried to do some type of printed out version. But again, you've got volunteers putting it together. Things are changing. You know, everything's transient.
And
sometimes
the book was about
it was huge. It was huge. Probably expensive to print too, but.
Yeah.
So, it seems to me, guys, that also with the senior population, you know, you have that transition of people who know how to use phones and the internet and those that don't. And so this senior guide is going to help bring back some of those memories of looking in the phone book, but also you have it connected to the internet, which is also going to help those folks.
Right.
And the families.
Mm-hmm. You know, seniors still like to have something in their hands. They still, you know, read the newspaper. They need something tangible. So
mm-hmm.
I did this book because of that reason. You know, I still like to read. You know, I don't want to be looking online all the time. You know, I want something in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I want, you know, it's easier on the eyes too. But,
Well, when I was out at the house that I found it at that first day, I was dog-earing the pages. To your point earlier, Marianne, she had a son that was in charge of her medical directives who was in Sacramento, who they haven't spoken for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, that's going to be a challenge at some point when you're in the hospital and the local son who is caring for you has no power to help make medical decisions for you if you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dog-earing the estate planning page. Like, you need to take all your paperwork in. And you do have a section here that's, like, important documents.
Right.
And it lists each document and why you need to have that. And that estate planning piece is super, super important.
Right.
And until you're kind of in crisis, sometimes you don't really think about it. But
right. And you can print those documents from my website, too.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The advanced directives for healthcare and for financial.
And Marianne's business, so I can give her a little plug before we have to go to the top of the hour, is your business, Marianne Senior Placement Services, when, for instance, it's a transition a lot of times after they've been at home with, for instance, my company, Home Helpers, either financially that's not feasible anymore, they've moved beyond what we can care for them, they are ready to move into a different kind of environment, you will help the families assess what needs the parent has and what is the appropriate assisted living, independent living, nursing, whatever that looks like for them, you're going to work with them on that plan.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for 20 years. So I specialize in the assisted living, also called residential care facilities or boarding cares.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different names. But, yes, that's my specialty is trying to walk the families through that whole process and help them understand what the options are.
And how many assisted livings are there, like, in Reading? We don't realize there's so many, but it's like 40-something or something, right?
Yeah, it's right around 45.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be about 50. Some have closed over the years. So it's, you know, ebbs and flows with the amount of facilities. But, you know, they're probably right around 45. And there's several that have multiple homes, too. So that number's included with the facilities that have multiple homes.
So for families to try to go look at 40, you know, that's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And some of these are the, you know, residential homes on a street that you wouldn't know. Yeah, the six beds.
Right. And they're just tucked away in neighborhoods, and you never know that they're there because there are no signs.
Right. So you're going to be able to go, okay, do they want a kitchenette? Do they want memory care?
Do they have a pet?
Yeah, all these different things. Because a lot of times people ask me, and I'm like, hey, let me give you Marianne's name because she specializes. And you're looking at state records, and you're looking at a whole big picture of, like, What kinds of recommendations you want to make for this family.
Yeah, and their budget, you know, what's affordable.
And your services are free to the family.
Right.
And so that's another benefit. I would say it's kind of like a realtor. Right. You know, it's free to you. The facilities pay a referral fee to you if they choose the facility. So why wouldn't you go this route?
Right.
And to me, nothing is worse than a family having to move a second time.
Right. That's
the
what
family.
We're trying to avoid
the family them. Moved them. They didn't look at it clearly. They were in that crisis. They couldn't go back home after some type of medical problem. But they didn't pick a memory care, and mom has dementia, and now she's progressed, and now we're moving her again. Now she's got friends in the place she's in. Now we're putting her through this trauma. So we want to avoid all of those pitfalls.
Absolutely,
so,
as much as possible.
Yes,
right.
and so your information is all in the directory and online at readingseniorsource.com, mm-hmm. as are Tina Zeller with Forever Woman Post-Mastectomy Boutique, and Jeff, who's going to stay with me through the next hour co-hosting for Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. We're all in the directory at readingseniorsource.com.
Thank you so much for supporting me in this directory. It's a wonderful resource.
We're excited.
Thank
you. We're excited. Thanks, everyone, for joining me. We'll be right back after the top of the hour here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Good morning. The time is 8 o'clock. This is Sue McLean taking a look at your headlines this morning. Thousands of American Airlines passengers have been bumped from overbooked flights this year at a higher rate than the rest of the U.S. airline industry combined. In total, 13,373 passengers have been bumped from flights on all U.S. carriers from January through September. A paying passenger was involuntarily denied boarding falls into that statistic. On American Airlines, 12,241 passengers have been bumped from flights during the same time period. About 1 in 12,000 passengers as American Airlines carried nearly 150 million travelers during that time frame. Heavy snow and wind shut down highways this week in Colorado and Wyoming, closed schools in Nebraska, and forced more than 1,000 travelers to sleep overnight at Denver's airport after hundreds of flights have been canceled just as Thanksgiving travel moved into high gear. Storms all the way from the west to the east coast have been reported, including here in the North Valley in Redding, California, hitting the valley floor. Now the storm headed throughout South Dakota, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, while a bomb cyclone weather phenomenon began toppling trees, knocking out power, and dumping snow as it barreled through California and Oregon, making for a double whammy of early winter weather. Also, on Wall Street, U.S. stocks shot higher this week, and all three major Wall Street indexes notched record levels. Upbeat comments by President Donald Trump on trade talks eclipse some softer than anticipated economic data. The Dow posted its 100th record close since the president took office. Trump said the United States and China will close an agreement eventually in the future, at least on the first phase of a deal, while stressing Washington's support for protesters in Hong Kong, a point of contention between the world's two largest economies. President Donald Trump says he will designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorists because of their role in drug and human trafficking. They will be designated. I've been working on that for at least 90 days, according to the president. You know, designation is not that easy. You have to go through a process, and we are well into that process, according to Trump. Speaking of President Donald Trump, he said he did not direct his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to go to the Ukraine and investigate a potential political rival. No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior. He is a warrior. This is according to Trump. Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway took aim at ousted Navy Secretary Richard Spencer for his complaints about President Donald Trump's intervention into the case of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, defending the president as a leader who is pro-military. You can't try to make back deals and side deals on matters such as this, according to Conway. I'm sure it hurts to lose your position, but the president stands by his decision, and he was there. He didn't do this impulsively or gingerly. Spencer spoke with CBS News on Monday that he fears Trump's actions to restore Gallagher's rank and to allow him to keep his Navy SEAL trident after he was found guilty of posing with the corpse of an ISIS soldier, but acquitted of war crimes charges, and tells the military they can get away with things. Well, the thing is, he wasn't alone in that photo. For whatever reason, they focused on Gallagher, and it looks like former Navy Commander Kirk Lippold, who commanded the USS Cole, spoke and said the former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer's firing was justified by the way he handled the case of the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Now, Lippold was on Fox and Friends and said that Spencer acted without integrity and ethics, and it said it was a moot point whether President Donald Trump should have intervened in that case of Gallagher. Once again, Gallagher wasn't alone in that photo, but for some reason, they focused in on him. The beef industry fighting back against their plant-based rivals as the market grows for meatless lab-created products that closely mimic the sizzle and the taste of real beef. The industry is pushing for laws limiting the worst of words such as beef and meat to be used in animal-based products, building campaigns to highlight the nutritional benefits of beef while calling for health risk testing for alternative products, and then taking other actions in hopes of keeping people from trying to switch from meat to plant-based. We'll take a look at your forecast in just a moment. Three injured as a Texas plant explosion released chemical plumes into the air. More later on. You're listening to KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, filling in for the handsome Carl and gorgeous Linda, who are off for a Thanksgiving holiday. Before we start with this hour, I'll throw it back to you, Sue, to give us a weather update. What's going on out there?
Well, taking a look at your weather forecast for today and your extended weather forecast today in the North Valley. You can expect a chance of showers and a high of 46 with a low of 29 with a 50% chance of rain today and tonight. For tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers mainly in the morning, then mostly sunny for your Thanksgiving day at a high of 48 as overnight lows drop down to 25 degrees. For Friday, lots of folks doing some Black Friday shopping, mostly sunny, a chance of showers only around 10%, so go ahead, make plans to do some shopping on Friday at a high of 46 and a low of 32 with increasing clouds and a chance of rain. Then for Saturday, rain likely throughout the day and a high of 44 with an overnight low of 37, showers likely for Sunday with a high of 51 with a low of 41. It is mostly cloudy in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is currently 47 degrees, 46 in Anderson, 40 in the city of Shasta Lake. Now, if you are planning on traveling, we still have roads closed in and around the area. Now, we have a traffic hazard at Spring Branch Road and Bass Drive this morning. This is in Redding at I-5 south of the Hooker Creek Road off-ramp, a traffic hazard, a traffic collision. This is on eastbound 44. And this is closer to Old Station. A traffic hazard reported at I-5 North at the Dog Creek Road off-ramp. Hard closure at Route 3 at Scott Mountain Creek. Also on 299 heading towards the coast at the Oregon Mountain Summit. And I-5 North at the Ferndale Road off-ramp. A hard closure still in effect. And if you're traveling, just remember, if you're heading up in the hills, you're going to need those chains or possible snow tires. Lots of roads still closed. We'll keep you up to date on that. Now, Sharon, back to you.
Thanks, Sue. Yes, we will definitely keep you updated on the I-5 North, especially we still have a lot of folks stuck in vehicles up there going on 13, 14 hours. So Sue will jump in if we have any more updates on that. Also, guest hosting with me this morning is Jeff Zeller of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Thanks, Jeff.
You betcha.
For stepping in. I mean, it's the holiday. It's Thanksgiving. I wanted Carl and Linda to have the day off, but I didn't want to be quite by myself. So
I get you.
Thanks for the moral support this morning.
You bet.
If you're listening and you would like to join us in the chat room, visit us at kcnr1460.com or give us a call here at 605-4567. Our guests heading into this hour are from One Safe Place. We have Christine Pixenbaugh, a client advocate. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
And we have Danielle Lazarus, prevention educator and crisis hotline coordinator. Did I get that right?
You did. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I know this is a crazy time. End of year, we've got a lot of fundraising going on, a lot of education going on with domestic violence, and so I'm excited to have you on because I have always been a huge supporter of One Safe Place, but haven't really been up to date on what's going on. So I'm sure you'll be completely in the loop by the end of this hour.
Yes.
So let's start with you, Christine, a little bit about your experience. How did you come to be a client advocate? What is the kind of the day-to-day responsibilities you have at your position?
Yeah, so I work part-time out at Shasta College as well. Mm-hmm. So as an advocate, I see clients, we do intakes, triage, figuring out kind of what do our survivors need, what resources do we have available for them, and every situation is very unique. Mm-hmm. So it's really case by case. And then out of the college, we also do a lot of education, working with the students and just making sure that people know that we exist and mm-hmm. that we're there to support them and believe them and walk them through the process of whatever their experience had looked like and to be able to overcome and become more resilient.
So you're kind of on the front lines then.
Yeah.
You're like when they're coming in, like you might be the first person that they're showing up to talk to. Hey, here's my situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And also we have a 24-hour crisis hotline, mm-hmm. Which Danielle, can you tell you a little bit more about? But it's staffed with staff, people who work at One Safe Place, and also we have wonderful, wonderful volunteers that also take the crisis hotline. Mm-hmm. And our volunteers are also our frontline people. Mm-hmm.
And so out at Shasta College, that's a great place to be, too, because you may be dealing with young women that are just experiencing maybe unhealthy relationships for the first time mm-hmm. and able to kind of identify what that looks like.
Right.
And get, you know, my daughter went through a situation when she was like 15 with a very controlling boyfriend, you know, punished her if she couldn't spend time with him, tried to alienate her from her family, like all these really, of course, I was available to be with her yeah. through that time and point out those things, like this is not a healthy relationship. But a lot of times young women can go to college, be at school, maybe not as close to parents. They're not seeing that side of it.
Right.
So it's nice to have, you know, you available out there to be like, okay, here's what's normal, here's what's not normal. Because sometimes, I mean, you're maybe inexperienced in relationships. You're not understanding that this is not an okay behavior.
Right. Mm-hmm. And once you get, you know, past 18, they say, we're ready to fly the coup mm-hmm. and just be able to stand on our own two mm-hmm. feet. But really, it's people really need the support mm-hmm. and the education to be mm-hmm. able to recognize and articulate what is going on.
Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And to you, Danielle, a little bit about your role. You're leading the crisis hotline and prevention educator. What do you do day to day, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so something that I do day to day is I facilitate our volunteers that we have volunteering at our organization. We have about 92 volunteers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So every quarter we try to host this DVSA 66-hour crisis intervention training where our volunteers and also new staff that come on board participate in this training. It's a very intense training, but it gives you the knowledge and experience to be able to provide services to our clientele. So I facilitate the volunteers that we have as well as the crisis hotline. So our crisis hotline is 530-244-SAFE, and it's a 24/7 hotline that is staffed with experienced advocates that can provide services regardless if it's domestic violence, sexual assault, non-DV or SA. And I also help facilitate the organization with intake. So we do client assessments, we do safety assessments, trying to triage our clientele the best way that we can.
And women can, or men?
Yes.
Can show up there. What are the hours of One Safe Place actually? Is that 24 hours and people walk in there?
So no. So we have typical business hours of 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. We start seeing clients at 9 a.m. and okay. we go all the way till 4. So we like to schedule it so we have the appropriate amount of time to mm-hmm. service each client to the best of our abilities. Mm-hmm. And then once 5 o'clock hits in the evenings, we transfer over to our crisis hotline okay. where we have our skilled advocates mm-hmm. To be of service for anybody who calls in.
And for those that really aren't familiar as much, what kinds of services can they reach out to and make contact with in that building?
So we're kind of a one-stop shop, so we kind of do it all. Mm-hmm. We provide legal advocacy, so we have a paralegal on site that provides custody advisement, we have divorce advisement, and we also have restraining order advisement. So we partner with law enforcement. If a client wants to come in and press charges, we also facilitate and arrange meetings with law enforcement. We provide emergency shelter for people that are in immediate danger. We can put them up into shelter. We also triage with the county. We provide mental health services. We have two different counseling services on site, the Dunamis Center and also Family Dynamics, where clients can receive mental health help regardless of insurance. We also provide triage for county resources. So if we have a client that needs to come in and is looking for housing resources, we can set them up and get them scheduled to complete a TBRA or a HUD application. Mm-hmm. We also triage with other community partners depending on client case-by-case management.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's come a long way in my 15 years here, I'll tell you. Well, when that facility was first being built, Gene King was the director then, and I did a tour. Have you ever been able to go over there, Jeff?
I have not.
It's really interesting. So one of the beautiful things they did when they built this is a lot of privacy. Some of the challenges with women escaping these scenarios is putting their children in huge rooms with other families. You're going through this crazy time, and these private rooms, each room has its own bathroom and its own thermostat, which I thought was really important, because when you're going through the stresses of this, I mean, a huge shift in your life, you can be hot, you can be cold, you can, you know, you're all over the place, and your children are coming out of a crazy environment, and then you're putting them in a room with a bunch of other children coming out of crazy environments and who knows what trauma. And so it's really important for moms, for women to have a door with a lock. And they feel like their children are okay there.
So prior to this, did we only have the mission? The mission was where one would go.
We had a building, a women's shelter, but it was a lot of community living.
Gotcha.
And one of the tragedies that happened up in Shingletown was the mom and the two daughters that were
Miller
murdered.
Family.
Yes, they tried to come down the hill, and they saw where she was going to have to stay. She got nervous about putting her children there, and chose to go back into the scenario and then was killed. And so were the girls. And that was a huge wake-up call for Shasta County that, wow, okay, we need a place where women feel safe. We need to do this better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's like, you guys know the percentages, but, you know, when you go, the more you go back, the less chance you have of getting out of there. And I think it's after like the sixth or seventh time you return, it's like, hardly ever you actually get out, right? I mean,
well, on average, it takes about seven times mm-hmm. for somebody to actually permanently leave the intimate partner mm-hmm. relationship.
And your odds of getting out safely just keep further going down. And so here was a scenario where we had a woman reaching out for help. We had someone that was ready to make a change, and we didn't have the right environment for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, at that time, Jeff, let's say she went to the shelter we had at that point. She had to drive across town to go get the restraining order. She had to drive to a different building to get
it. Putting it all in one spot.
Yes.
Like you said, one-stop shop mm-hmm. is very helpful for that.
Because we want to make this situation the best way we can for women to escape these scenarios and empower themselves. And when you've got two little kids and you're trying to leave and you're trying to go to this county office and go to this county office, the tougher it is, then that it looks easier to go back. You know,
right.
that it just seems so tough, and like it's such an uphill battle to try to get out of somewhere. And oftentimes you've dealt with an abusive partner who's threatening you and saying all these things. And so we are so fortunate to have one safe place, to have, you know, folks like you two that are committed to providing this, because we do. It used to be that we had, you know, we hid mm-hmm. the shelter.
Yeah.
The address wasn't promoted. Well, then women couldn't just go somewhere. We were like hiding it. But generally, the perpetrators knew where it was anyway. So mm-hmm. let's put it on a corner. Let's have the have protection there,
right.
Have security, and not hide this from women that
Absolutely.
They don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So, so we're going to take a quick break, I think, here. And then when we get back, we'll jump into kind of what's going on with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about the increase in domestic violence heading into the holidays, what we as a community need to know and be aware of.
Yeah.
And we'll take a short break and come right back with our guest from One Safe Place right here on KCNR 1460. Stay tuned.
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics. That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am your guest host, Sharon Clark, filling in for Carl and Linda on this almost Thanksgiving weekend. And my guest host is Jeff Zeller with Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Thank you, Jeff.
You betcha.
And we're joined in the studio right now by two wonderful young women from One Safe Place, Christine Pixenbaugh, a client advocate, and Danielle Lazarus, prevention educator and crisis hotline coordinator. And we're chatting about, and by the way, Sue, I love that Empowering Women song you let us in with. That's perfect.
Isn't that a great song?
Thank you. That was great. So we're just chatting about One Safe Place, and a lot of us in Reading are familiar with what Wednesday Place does. But for instance, Jeff here, we're educating him on
some of it.
And it's important
for
men also to understand what we have available for women in these scenarios. And occasionally men are also victims of domestic violence. And this is a resource for them as well. So ladies, we were chatting a little bit over the break, and it does make sense that there is more of an increase in domestic violence through the holidays. It can be a stressful time for families.
Mm-hmm.
You've got financial constraints put upon us more. We're trying to provide a great holidays for our children.
Right.
We've got families coming in, maybe relatives that aren't healthy dynamics that are coming in, maybe more alcohol involved.
Right.
So as a community, even if we're not in an unhealthy relationship, we need to be aware of kind of what to look for and to be assisting our families and friends with what resources they have available to them.
Yeah, just in general, you know, the holiday season is just it can be a stressful time. And for people who are going through a circumstance that they wish that their family life was just better or more healthy, this just upticks how much stress is happening. I mean, if you're being isolated from your family already, and then all of a sudden you have to go see your family, but you know that this is happening at home, it's constant fear of what is he going to do in front of my other family members? Is this a good time to reach out? And also, you know, we want the best for our children. And sometimes when you recognize that you're not providing that for your child, there can be a lot of guilt and a lot of shame that's involved. And so that just adds on more and more stress.
And so this could be a time where a woman who's kind of been on the verge really can make that decision to go.
Yes, absolutely.
And we need to be prepared to help her do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just as a family member or a friend, you know, this is a festive season. You see your friends out, you visit for the holiday season, you know, go over for Thanksgiving, you're checking in. It's always good. If you think that there's something going on with a friend or family member, it's always good to just let them know that if anything is to happen, that you support them.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the biggest things is the people don't feel like they're going to be believed. A lot of times, there's a lot of narcissistic tendencies that go along with domestic violence and just having power over another individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes that's going to look very different in the public eye. And people won't feel like they'll be believed if they are to tell about what, you know, in social situations, this person may be Mr. Right, Mr. Perfect,
mm-hmm.
or she is going to be the perfect person for that individual. But behind closed doors, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to get other people to believe that the person that they see in your life as perfect, you know, husband, perfect spouse, perfect father or mother is actually doing something wrong. So it's good to kind of recognize kind of the different demeanors between, you know, your family members and just recognize if there's a lot of high stress or any arguing. Of course, there's physical signs to bruising and being in fear when the spouse or partner comes into the room. If there's just a
recoiling
of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of recognize that and just let that person know that you're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just about having that support and that encouragement that they are empowered to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks different for everybody. And oftentimes it's really hard for families to feel like they're going to break up their family. But really, I mean, if you separate from that person, you're really saving that child from a lifetime of trauma.
Right.
That they'll have
perpetuation.
To work through.
I was just going to throw in there, it seems that probably at Christmas time too, economically, it maybe feels like, you know, oh, we want to give a great Christmas for our children and things like that, to where it would be a thing where, well, I don't want to rock the boat because I want to make sure everybody has a good Christmas. And,
yeah.
And psychologically, they may be hurting inside, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that's a good point, Jeff. Like, oh, we'll wait till the first of the year, which when you make this kind of decision, you know, there's no point in waiting. Like, let's get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And if this can push someone to that place. But yeah, I mean, I've had people that just don't even want to end a relationship. Oh, I'll get through the holidays. I'm thinking, if you're not happy, why are you staying through the holidays? Mm-hmm, you know, it's like mm-hmm. when you realize you're not happy somewhere, let's make the decision
mm-hmm,
when we
absolutely.
Can. And now for family members, if they go to your guys' website, is there a section on there or friends, like tips, like if you know someone who's in a scenario,
absolutely.
What to say? Because there's also what not to say probably, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like anyone with a mental health issue. If someone's threatening suicide, there's certain bad things to say.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever say that again, or, you know, you're not supposed to say certain things. So if they suspect this is going on mm-hmm. and they're listening to us right now, they could go to One Safe Place, Google your website, come up, and there's resources there for those friends and family.
Yeah, we have a whole page that's dedicated with multiple tabs on how to help someone else.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that, I think, is like you're kind of you want to say the right things. Like you said, you want to be there.
Right.
Hey, if this is ever – if you're – I get, if you're ever uncomfortable, if there's ever fear in your home, da-da-da-da, I'm here for you, whatever's mm-hmm. going on, I've got you or whatever. And then hook them up with you guys if that comes up or your crisis line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So we have two educational classes that we offer at One Safe Place. One is a boundaries class where anybody can walk in and sit in one of those classes. We have different topics that we talk on a weekly basis about healthy relationships, whether that's teen dating, whether that's bystander intervention. So how do you help a family member or a friend that's not immediately identifying the risk factors of a maladaptive relationship?
Mm-hmm.
We also have a discovery class, which we partner with the county, and clients are able to come in and learn about adverse childhood experiences, what trauma does to children, what trauma in a relationship does to your immediate or extended family. So we do provide a lot of educational resources, and like Christine said, on our website, you can go on to a certain tab, and we have a lot of educational resources and materials for bystander intervention. And if anybody's not finding what they are specifically looking for on our website, they can always give us a call, whether that's during business hours or on our crisis hotline, mm-hmm. and we could best facilitate that conversation to the best of our ability.
I love the classes because mm-hmm. I think you could be in a relationship that maybe this gentleman was in an unhealthy situation with growing up, and he needs to get his head on straight. And by a woman setting boundaries and learning that and them working together, mm-hmm. it may be something that can be salvaged. It's like we're heading down an unhealthy path. We're both not capable of fixing this ship right now. We need to get more help.
Right.
So it doesn't – I mean, there are times you do need to leave the relationship, but maybe there are times, hey, I'm not willing to accept this behavior. You either change or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Well, and that can happen too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the toughest part about social services in general and being like witnessing somebody that's going through domestic violence is knowing that they could go back. And mm-hmm. so the best thing to do is just instill resiliency in them mm-hmm. because in order to feel like you have the power to leave, you have to feel empowered.
Right. Worthy. Mm-hmm.
Worthy. Mm-hmm. Right. So that resiliency is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then if you just focus on building that person up, they may get to the point where they feel like they can leave without somebody else.
Right.
Kind of
and we need
hand.
Them. At the end of the day, they're not going to have someone holding their hand at 2 in the morning.
Right.
When there's decisions and there's fear and
we
there's
will.
All these things.
Yeah. We'll hold you.
Yes, they have to be ready to call though, right? But we do want them to feel empowered and part of the reason people end up in a scenario like this is their self-esteem's been just beaten down or maybe never been instilled properly.
Yeah.
And so we want to get women empowered. You're absolutely right.
And that's why we do these educational classes because the building blocks of resiliency comes from proper social emotional support, and that is done through your social network.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a main component mm-hmm. to building resiliency and getting out of a crisis like domestic violence or sexual assault.
Well, and after this next break, what we're going to chat about is now we know that what's facing our community. We know that there's an increase over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about what you need from us now. So what can we do to get involved? How can we support you guys in getting this word out and in these families? And then thank some of our community supporters that we just had for Thanksgiving. So we'll talk more about how you can get involved after this next break. Stay tuned for more with our guest from Wednesday Place and Jeff Zeller. I'm Sharon Clark. It's Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR heard at 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am your guest host, Sharon Clark. And joining me in the studio this morning is Jeff Zeller from Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And we're filling in for the ever so handsome Carl Bott and ever so gorgeous, beautiful Linda Bott, who are off enjoying their Thanksgiving holiday, and I was happy to do it. Our guests this hour are from One Safe Place, Christine Pixenbaugh and Danielle Lazarus, and we've been, am I saying them right?
Well, it's close. Not Pix and Paw. It's
Pix and Paw?
I think that's cute, though.
Pix and
it
Paw.
Is very cute.
Oh, have I made it up?
Pix and Paw.
Oh,
yeah,
H.
With an H.
Oh, H. Oh, I've been saying it wrong the whole time. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited.
I could have corrected
right.
you.
That's right. That's okay. And so we've been talking about One Safe Place and a lot of things going on in our community surrounding One Safe Place as we head into the holidays, into what is known to be sometimes a higher level of incidents of domestic violence with the stress of holidays and family and alcohol and financial strains. And we're chatting about what we can do to get involved in helping One Safe Place support the men and women in our community that are in the middle of a crisis. So I know, Danielle, you wanted to give a shout out to a community partner that you just had help you with some Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So last Friday we had Give Reading, which O2 Employment Services organized, and we were so grateful for that. So what happened was O2 staffing and other community partners donated a lot of Thanksgiving fixings and food to be able to provide dinners for over 80 households, and that is in total of 358 people total that are going to be able to have a really nice Thanksgiving dinner this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we've also received a lot of toy donations, which is really great for help for preparation for our Christmas festivities. And so we're very, very grateful, and we thank you for all the clients that participated, volunteers that came through, all our community partners in O2 for really facilitating and organizing that event.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So we know these families are going to have a great Thanksgiving, and so now we're on to Christmas because we want, I understand you throw a nice holiday party for all of the children of the families that you're working with,
mm-hmm.
and how can we help with that? What do you need from our community to help with that party?
Well, we're always accepting new unwrapped gifts. So there's two different events that we host for the holiday seasons. One is for client families and is focused on children. The other is our Christmas shop, our Christmas store that's open to all of our clients. They can come in and grab a gift for their children, a article of clothing, and then also a book to put under the tree and have ready for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, especially if you're up in shelter or you're fleeing domestic violence, you got a lot of stuff on your plate. And so we just provide this very easy way of just kind of collecting something to give to the kids. And then we also have our holiday party coming up. And that's an annual event that's hosted at First Church of the Nazarene. And then we also have a lot of help from United Shasta. Those are both nonprofits. And then we're going to be having face painting and crafts, and dinner, and we're all going to be singing together, reading, and we're actually, I think Santa might come by.
Wow. Whoa. That's going to be exciting.
I know. He's a really busy dude, but I think he may be able to fit it into his
busy
schedule.
Well, these kids deserve it.
He knows that they're going to be there.
That's right.
So I think he's going to come by.
So as a community member, any really new clothing, books, toys, anything like that that we want to just bring over in a bag and just drop off at One Safe Place.
Yeah, please.
Anytime between now and like the holidays would be a great thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy doing things like that. I think it's really important as a mom. Mm-hmm. I would take my kids to the mall, have them pick out things, and have them donate them. I think it's really important. My daughter cried every year because
uh-huh.
She always picked out something she wanted. But I feel like that's a great way to teach your child that there are other children out there that are not as fortunate.
Right.
And when you can say, hey, let's pick out something for even a girl. I probably should have said someone 2 years younger than you because I always said someone your age and then she'd pick out something she wanted. But she's 24 now. It was a good lesson.
Right.
But I think it's a really good for our children to give them a budget. Hey, let's spend $50. Let's shop for some children that, you know, aren't going to have what you're going to have this year, and spend $50 less on your own kids. They don't need all of that.
Right. And that is really, really a great life lesson.
It
so
is.
So hold with them forever.
Yep. And the other thing, and I liked this idea too, that you said, Giving Tuesday, is on December 3rd. And if you go online to northstategives.org, you can type in One Safe Place as the organization you want to support and donate directly that way financially. And did you say Facebook will match those?
Facebook is
okay.
Going as it's a first come, first serve basis, but they're going to match a certain
A dollar amount?
Dollar
okay.
amount, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to visit northstategives.org and type in once they place, that's mm-hmm. a great way. If you don't want to go do the shopping part, they'll happily take the funds and go do the shopping and support the agency with that. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great to make sure that children, and even like Christmas pajamas, there's all kinds of fun stuff you could do. Drop off your bag of goodies over there and support this wonderful organization in our community.
Are crazy socks in there?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And our kiddos look forward to
that's
those.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Jesse, you didn't know you had anything to contribute, and you got the crazy sock comment.
Yeah. But and it seems like it's starting to get cold a little. I can't believe we had snow last night.
I know. That's so crazy.
So, yeah, me and Danielle were here. Hanging out back, and we're thinking, oh, my gosh, all of our shelter kids are going to be so wet tonight after playing in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I mean, yeah, we better prepare for that.
Because, I mean, and people really can bring, you know, anything new and new shoes, new socks, new pajamas, new toys, new books, whatever.
Shoes are good, yeah.
Shoes are really good, I think. Absolutely. I've heard that before because sometimes you're leaving. You're just grabbing your kids and walking out the door.
Right.
And
sometimes they're barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
grab and go.
Now, do you still take, like, what about, like, any household donations? Are you guys doing things like that as far as, like, people when they're moving out of the living environment there? Is that stuff that you guys are taking, like dishes or towels or things like that?
Yeah, we use
for
that
people that are
for
transitioning out.
Housing, when people are transitioning out after they've been staying in shelter, then we're able to kind of build their home, make mm-hmm. it more homey mm-hmm. instead of just giving somebody, you know, four walls and a roof to stay in.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're comfortable.
Now, is that stuff, do you want that stuff new too, or does that matter if it's like dishes and pots and pans and stuff?
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Gently used.
Because, I mean, I even know, like, with me, like, with, like, business clothes, with, like, interview outfits.
Absolutely.
Like, all those things, like, for women that are going through their closet right now, I mean, if you have business wear, some of these women are trying to get jobs, they're trying to interview.
They definitely are.
You know, this is a great place, you know, to donate things instead of going to Goodwill that's going to make money on your stuff, which is my pet peeve. We won't go into that right now. But, you know, go to One Safe Place. You know, I have a lot of business friends, you know, take in your nice blouses and skirts and dress pants. And you guys could have a little area where women, when they're, you know, ready to get back in the workforce,
mm-hmm.
have the ability to do that. I mean, we all have ways to help. We don't even realize.
Yes.
Little things that you're already doing that you can just direct to One Safe Place.
Right.
We
have a clothing closet, so mm-hmm. Any of our clients can come in and grab what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, oftentimes people are leaving with just the clothes on their back. Sometimes we'll have to stop by and pick up some clothes from the closet so that people have something to wear. Mm-hmm. Just if they're staying somewhere else even, they can just come in and get what they need. And we've got children's clothes. It's all aged out. Categorized
appropriate,
by
age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how many rooms do you have currently available? Like, what is your max capacity there?
So we have about 13 rooms. We have 12 family-style rooms, which is the private living quarters. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a community bunk bed-style room for individuals that come in. So we're able to house up to 62 to 65 people, depending on the size of the family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so that's currently.
And if men come in, will you guys help find them just like a motel or something, right? Are there funds to help the gentlemen?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They won't stay there. They wouldn't stay there, but
they could stay here.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had men mm-hmm. stay in our shelter before.
Right. And I think that's really important too for men to get out of these scenarios. And I know we focus a lot on women and that seems to be the higher incidence, but that doesn't mean that there's not men going through this with also young children in there trying to navigate this.
Yeah,
maybe there's mental illness, maybe there's addiction, whatever is going on in the home
mm-hmm.
is propelling this violence forward. We want to make sure that, you know, if we know of men in these scenarios, that's doing damage to the children and everything else just as the same as if it was a woman being the
Right. So
the
if
victim.
You do recognize a man going mm-hmm. through an abusive relationship with a woman, it may even be more important that mm-hmm. you reach out and let them know because it's a lot less, there's a lot more stigma surrounding men, masculinity, and needing help, you know, so it's very, very important that you let that person know mm-hmm. that you are recognizing mm-hmm. some of the signs as well.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break and finish up our last segment here with our wonderful guest from One Safe Place and highlight the last help we need from you as a community in our last few minutes here. So we'll take a quick break and be right back. Stay tuned for more Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460.
I know Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. infrared air fryers. Regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churnbridge.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Are we back? Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, filling in for Carl and Linda with my guest host, Jeff Zeller from Spectrum Prosthetics. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely.
And before we get going with our last segment, Sue, you had an update on some traffic, I believe.
Yes. A quick look at your roads. We do have a traffic hazard reported at State Route 89 and 44, a traffic hazard at 17,750 Reeds Creek Road, also a traffic hazard at Spring Branch Road and Bass Drive, at I-5 South at the Hooker Creek Road off-ramp, and at Delta Road at the off-ramp. This is near Dog Creek Road. Now, road closures at State Route 3, at Scott Mountain Creek, at Oregon Mountain Summit. This is on 299, and we do have a hard closure at I-5 North at the Fondale Road off-ramp. Hopefully, they're going to clear that up and get traffic moving well, soon. So we cross your fingers for the holidays. I mean, this is the travel thing of the year.
I feel bad for and Jeff, my co-host here, his in-laws have been stuck up there for about what?
Yesterday afternoon. Yeah. They are sitting there.
An 80-year-old in-laws and his sister-in-law. So with, you know, no meds, no food.
Man.
So, you know, that's just one family, and there's many of them. So they're in our thoughts, and we really want to get this traffic moving. So, unfortunately, we didn't have any huge pileups like they did up in Washington. There was a 60-car pileup there yesterday. So we're fortunate there wasn't any big injuries reported, but still we want to get those folks moving to their families. So my guests this hour have been Christine Hixenbaugh, a client advocate from One Safe Place, and Danielle Lazarus, the prevention educator and crisis hotline coordinator. So ladies, we want to make sure we hit on some specific dates and times how we can all get involved. So go for it.
We got a lot this upcoming season, so brace yourself.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So on December 1st, we have tickets go on sale for our annual Crab Feast fundraiser that happens in February. So if you guys are seafood fans, please.
Such a fun event.
Right.
Yeah.
Go to ospshasta.org and buy your tickets. All proceeds go to help One Safe Place and the children's program, and all the good things that we do at that organization. So that's on December 1st. Tickets go on sale for the annual Crab Feast in February, and you can purchase your tickets at ospshasta.org. And then our next event that we have coming up is Giving Tuesday, which is going to be on December 3rd. You can go on northstategives.org and place a donation to help One Safe Place. And Facebook will, as a first-come, first-served basis, will match all proceeds to all organizations that participate in that fundraiser. So that will be on December 3rd. You can go onto your Facebook page. It will be advertised all Tuesday, or you can go on northstategives.org specifically and type in One Safe Place as the organization you would like to donate, and all proceeds go to One Safe Place to help the children's services and all the educational classes that we provide, as well as immediate shelter for clientele of Shasta County.
And Camp OSP. Don't forget us.
And Camp OSP, our annual Camp OSP, where we send all our kiddos up into an outdoor ed situation and give them the time of their life for that whole week.
Yep.
And then moving forward, we have on December 14th, we have the fishing tournament to raise money benefiting Camp OSP, which is for our kiddos that go up into Camp McCumber for the week. So if all of you and grab your fishing poles and meet us out there, it's going to be a bass team tournament, and that will be on Saturday, December 14th, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Bridge Bay Marina, 10300 Bridge Bay Road.
She's not from here.
No, I'm not.
We all know where Bridge Bay Marina
is. Okay.
The only thing on the road,
though. Too funny. funny.
Thank you. Yeah, Bridge Bay. It should be really fun. This is their second annual tournament that they've done, and last year was very successful. I don't know the exact number, but I know that they were able to send like at least 10 kids to camp.
And that's a great way if you have a husband or a gentleman friend that wants to get involved and do fish for a cause. So that's a great way. I also want to mention Gold Mart, which you guys educated me on, is doing a wonderful event on December 5th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Gold Mart at 1191 Hilltop Drive. Any proceeds from jewelry items purchased during the 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. time slot on December 5th, proceeds go directly to One Safe Place. So this is a great way to – you can buy your family member, friend, girlfriend, wife a gift, and then also support One Safe Place. So it's like a twofer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, at Gold Mart, which thank you, Gold Mart, for getting involved and supporting a wonderful nonprofit like One Safe Place. Again, it's Thursday, December 5th from 3 to 7. They have some beautiful gemstones there. It's a beautiful card I'm looking at. So, again, 3 to 7 on December 5th, and that's a really easy way to support One Safe Place. What else, ladies? We've got a couple – we've got, like, maybe one more minute. We know we want – so we still want gifts, new and – new clothing and new gifts.
New and unwrapped.
Can either go to Shasta Builders Exchange or to One Safe Place.
Yep, that's right.
Shasta Builders Exchange is also helping you guys a lot doing your toy drive.
And then we have our crisis intervention training is happening out at Shasta College. And so please go ahead and if you want to get involved and you want to become a counselor, you can go ahead and get involved that way and take our 66-hour course.
Wonderful.
As well as earning credits at the college.
There you go.
Student.
4-credit class.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot, ladies.
Good. And as we rattled off everything, you can always go visit ospshasta.org. This information is listed there, and their phone number, 244-0117. And so we're going to wrap up the show here. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can tell you're super dedicated to the cause, and I'm so glad that our community has you at the helm. Assisting us and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you, Jeff, for joining
me
this morning.
Yes.
And those of you traveling, please travel safely. Go for the conditions. Don't